ideas of Christ's divinity. The early church, especially in the East, for centuries was plagued with conflict as to whether or not Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. 7 whole councils of the church were held in the early church defending Christ's divinity. In the final analysis, there really are only 2 questions that have to be answered. Does God exist as a personal, infinite being who created the heavens and the earth, who existed before he made the world, and who did not have to make the world? Is there an infinite, eternal, personal God? And the second question, did this God become man? Those who believe that there is an infinite, personal creator of heaven and earth are theists. Thus, Jews, Muslims, are theists. Those who believe that God became man are Christians, and nobody else is. Everything, and I mean everything, in Christianity depends on whether Jesus, the Son of Mary, is our Creator. Once we believe that Jesus is indeed God, then everything follows, not only logically, but inevitably. Only God become man could have revealed one rationally inconceivable truth after another, like the real presence. Only an infinite God become man could command his followers to obey one humanly impossible commandment after another. Like what? Like monogamy in marriage. Like what? Like preserving oneself in chastity, in mind, and for the married, in absolute fidelity. Those who believe that Jesus is God find everything which Jesus taught perfectly credible. Why not? He is God. Those who believe that Jesus is God find everything that he commanded, well, possible. There's only one question for us who believe that Jesus, the Son of Mary, is the Son of the living God. Our willingness to accept what he taught and our readiness to obey everything he commanded. Lord Jesus, we believe you are our God. Strengthen our faith in your divinity, because then, whatever you tell us to do, we are willing to do, Because even though we know it is humanly impossible, because you are God, you are all just, you will surely offer us the grace we need to do what you, our God, with human lips, told us to do. Saints Basil and Gregory Nazianzen, defenders of the divinity of Jesus Christ, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.